Hello everybody, this is Steven Dutzman. I am the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com and this is my ride to work. More appropriately, I'm working from home today, so I'm actually riding home from Walmart. And I wanted to just drop in and do a quick episode. Something occurred to me. So last night, yesterday specifically, was a massive Nintendo Direct all about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is the biggest Nintendo game of the year, arguably. I think the only other game that can compete is the pair of Pokemon games, and I think that really just depends on your personal preference, and most Nintendo fans are getting both. It was a huge blowout, 40-minute presentation, a giant press release, and I did a EFG show, which is our weekly Facebook Live stream that I do, you know, right from my living room every week, and we talk about the news. And you know, we talked about it, and then I spent some time afterwards, thinking about it, and I figured, why not make my drive to work kind of a continuation of my thoughts on that game. The Nintendo Direct, at least as far as the internet goes, was really split. There were some people who absolutely loved it, and there are a lot of people who were super disappointed. And last night, I kind of, poo-pooed on that, right? And you can watch the video. I mean, I went live. I was there for about a half hour. And I was like, yeah, there's just people on the internet being really grumpy and mad. As soon as I went off the air, I started thinking about it. And it didn't exactly eat at me, because I still stand by the fact that I think people on the internet are generally more grumpy than they should be. But especially when it comes to things that they enjoy. I was thinking about it this morning, while I was shopping, and I think I see where they are coming from. So one of the things that was announced as part of the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct yesterday was this mode called Spirit Mode. Now, the Spirit Mode was designed to replace what were previously called trophies. Right? Now, in previous Smash games, there were trophies that you could earn by completing certain challenges or tasks or, just playing the game. And what these trophies were is they were essentially callbacks to the various Nintendo games represented in Smash. Because Smash itself is a celebration of video games. It is, it's a fighting game or a party brawler. We had a little bit of a debate on that. And I think I'm probably going to need to, write about that just because I think it's at least interesting to talk about. But what it is it is a collection and a celebration of video games. It used to be a celebration of Nintendo. The original 8 characters in the original Super Smash Bros. For the N64 were Mario and Samus from Metroid and Donkey Kong and Pikachu, Link, and these are iconic characters, and this was and Yoshi was one of the characters too. It's a celebration of all things Nintendo, period, full stop, right? So, these trophies were a way to kind of call back to or celebrate characters that, or characters, villains, etc., that really weren't worthy or you couldn't fit in the main roster. Because the reality is, you could have 1,000 characters in this game, but the way they develop Super Smash Bros., it would be impossible. The game would never stop being in development. And Sakurai, the guy who is the director, Sakurai-san would, as it is, he barely sleeps. This guy is a perfectionist. If we told him that he had to go on to a character creation, if we told him he had to go on a character creation schedule like Smite or League of Legends or Overwatch, he would quit because it's too much. It weighs too much on him. So, you know, we knew that they can't do that. They can't have infinity characters. But, you know, they created these trophies that were ways to help celebrate that. They have removed those trophies and, in fact, made them a game mode unto themselves, which is essentially like a PvE mode where you play, you challenge different spirits. And that by itself, that sounded awesome to me. The detail, and because I love PvE, you know, and apparently, PvE, by the way, meaning player versus environment, it is, I am the player and I am playing against computer controlled opponents, you know, like the like most video games. That stands in contrast to PvP, which is player versus player. That is where players will actually compete against other living players, you know, online or sitting next to them. So I was a huge fan of the addition of a PvE mode because I'm bad at the game. And I like the idea of being able to play on my own without having to vent on other people. You know, it removes some of that anxiety of online play for me. But the thing that I did not know is that when you defeat these spirits, you don't necessarily capture them. When you defeat them, you have to play like this roulette mini game where shields move around them and you have to shoot your laser. And if you hit them, then you get them. But if the laser is blocked by their shield, then you just deal damage to them and you might have to go try and fight them again. And you know, a lot of people didn't like that. The other thing you can do is you can take the spirits that you have earned and you can send them on missions, which I thought was interesting, but I didn't really think about the ramifications. They basically turned the trophy system into what most of us would play as like a free-to-play mobile game. It's almost like they added a gacha mechanic. Gacha being a term that is derived from gachapon, which is a Japanese concept. It's like essentially, it's, you know, those vending machines outside grocery stores where you put a quarter in and a little sphere pops out and you get like a spider ring, or, you know, they had fidget spinners for a while. In Japan, they do that, but they have like collectibles and they call them gachapon machines. And so gacha mechanics are, you know, you're rolling dice or you are not guaranteed to get the thing that you want when you defeat it. And I can understand why people might be upset about that. It's something that truthfully I did not think about. It didn't hit me right away. And I agree. I think there might be some challenges in that. Do I think it ruins the game for me? No. Do I think that it should ruin the game for anyone? I mean, there were some folks who were declaring that they weren't going to buy the game. And I think that this is just something that they can comfortably remove. If all you wanted to do was get together 80 of your friends and play against each other every couple of weeks, then this game is going to still be perfect for that. This PvE mode is another thing. You know, it's extra, it's additive. But it hit me, you know, where I absolutely dismissed their concerns last night, 100%. I just, out of hand, I was like, no, they're just people being grumpy. And I didn't listen to what they were actually saying until I went back and reread some of the comments. And I think that's, they make a point. You know, not everything on the internet that people say that's negative is actually, you know, overreaction. In this case, they had a point. With that said, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is one of the biggest games of the year. If you are a parent listening to this podcast and you are, you know, and you have Nintendo fans for children, this is a great game. This is going to be a great purchase. It's going to be an awesome, you know, it'll make a great Christmas gift. It comes out December 7th. It'll be a great Christmas gift because you'll be able to open it up and right out of the box, the eight characters, the original eight characters will be there and they are iconic. And everyone will be able to pick a favorite and then you can just start playing through the game and unlocking more characters, and finding out more Nintendo history. And this is a great way for younger kids who might not know a lot. Maybe they only know Mario and Pikachu, right? And maybe they know Donkey Kong or whatever. This is a great way for them to learn about Nintendo's history. So if you're a Nintendo fan and you have kids now and maybe you're detached released from games, this is a great way to kind of rediscover what Nintendo has become. And then beyond that, Solid Snake's in this game, and so is Sonic the Hedgehog, and Pac-Man, and Mega Man. The Duck Hunt dog is in this game. Bayonetta is in this game. Ryu and Ken are in this game. It's absolutely insane. This is going to be a celebration of video games. So I understand why people are concerned. And I wanted to go on record saying that I apologize for dismissing their concerns. However, I'm all in. I'm still all in, and I really think that, especially now that I've seen all these modes, and there's going to be a single-player mode and things like that, so I'm all in, and I hope you'll join me. So, we will definitely be streaming some of this game after it comes out, so, you know, definitely, you know, if you have questions, you know, you want to see what it looks like, this is going to be wildly streamed, and we're going to do it too. So, I do hope you guys are having a great day. I will not be recording either Monday or Tuesday of next week, as I will not be going to work. I will be on vacation, but on Tuesday, make sure you vote, because it's important. I will be back for my commute on Wednesday. So, until then, this has been my ride to work, and you have a great week, and don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye, guys.